Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Amazon executives have told their employees that if you don't like it coming back 5 days a week and not doing remote anymore, get another job. There are other companies around.
You know what? I mean, listen, there's other people that will take that job too that are ready to come back 5 days a week, 6 days a week, even when it's available. Amazon, an ever-growing company, I have a feeling that they'll figure it out.
Yeah. So starting in January, you know, this is all stems from the pandemic, where the pandemic, everybody was home. And now all the executives, the ones that work in corporate, have this new thing looming over them where starting in January, they must be back in the office 5 days per week. Now, the reason why this is interesting is because a lot of these people moved. They went to different areas or bought houses. Remember, we did crazy things during the pandemic. We thought things were never getting back to normal again.
I'm going to move to an island in American Samoa.
I'm going to get an Airbnb in Bahamas and work from there, which is cool and great, except for when your company where you make your money says, okay, now everything's back to normal, come back to work, and they don't want to comply.
Listen, I'm not a hater. I think that certain jobs certainly lend themselves to it, and I think the ideal situation is really a hybrid. But certain careers, even with that hybrid model, are going to do better than others. Other careers, like, you need to be in a building, and I believe that. You need to be amongst the other people you work with to be creative, to be competitive, to be driven. Like, you have to be, because at home, I can walk around in my sweatpants.
Fascinating, because I see both sides of it. We were never, we couldn't work from home.
No. We did it for what? Six days.
6 days.
It was terrible.
Well, right, because we didn't, but also we did it because we didn't have the technology available and we were thrown into the fire. So if we had time to prepare, because like when I had knee surgery and I was on my couch for 6 weeks.
That was better.
We made it work. Yeah, it was fine.
Still, one of us was here.
Yeah,
one
that's
of
true.
Us.
So I understand the whole hybrid thing because my husband has a hybrid schedule. So he's in the office 3 days a week and then he's home 2 days a week. And he swears that the 2 days a week that he's home is when he gets the real work done, because when he's in the office, it's just, you know, person after person in and out of the office. It's you know, people calling meetings and he has to go talk to all the people. And so I understand why some people do well at home, because he is structured. He closes his office door. We don't see him. That's it. He doesn't come downstairs till 7 p.m.
I mean, for all you know, he's in there playing Pac-Man.
I don't think so. I don't think that's what he's doing. A lot of Excel spreadsheets. So
those are all props. He bought them online. You imagine? It's like The Shining. All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. He's just in there pining away. I love it.
So the question is, how many people are actually going to quit their jobs at Amazon come the holidays because they're going to find these new companies that will offer them the hybrid work schedule?
I don't know. I think we'll find a lot more of those people looking after Amazon lets them go.
So who is going to the World Series? Trending is powered by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on iPhone 16 Pro. Up first.
Who else should end this game than that man right there? Juan Soto puts it away, and the New York Yankees have won the American League pennant.
So Saturday night in Cleveland, the Yankees beat the Guardians in Game 5 of the American League Championship Series.
That was a great series. Mm-hmm. I got to tell you, it was a lot of fun. Every time I turned down the game, something big was happening, which was great.
And then there was this.
There's a bouncing ball to second. Taylor's got it. Los Angeles is alive, and they're headed to the World Series. Dodgers-Yankees in the Fall Classic.
Yep, so the Dodgers beat the Mets last night in Game 6 of the NLCS to win the National League pennant.
Dodgers were just too much. I mean, the Mets, they had some great games. They had that one big game in the series, but the Dodgers were just too much. They just kind of overpowered them this time.
Yankees and Dodgers, that's who's going.
You know what? This is what Major League Baseball wants. It's a whole lot of television ratings. Two big cities, right, facing off. Great teams really seeing each other. And a long time since the Yankees have been there, like 15 years or whatever. So
I think it's 28 since they've won.
Well, 28 since they won, right? I think they were there in 2009 or something. Like, I mean, a long time.
So, yep. Yeah. Also, this weekend was the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductions, and there's lots of big names. Mary J. Blige, A Tribe Called Quest, Dionne Warwick, Peter Frampton, Foreigner. And then there was Cher, who was finally let in.
It was easier getting divorced from two men than it was to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you know? So I have just been really lucky, and I have had number one for 7 decades, because I'm a good singer.
She is, and it's about time she got her due for that. I mean, she's been busy, lady. Even though she's in her late 70s, she just did the Victoria's Secret runway show. She performed there.
Yeah.
She performed live at this ceremony induction with Dua Lipa. She's incredible, and her voice sounds incredible. Perfect.
Well, having a 30-year-old boyfriend keep you young, I guess.
I guess so, right?
Wow, Cher.
Also inducted, Ozzy. Now, Jelly Roll sang a tribute, and it was... You decide.
Every day we've been apart. I don't care about the sunshine, yeah. Cause mama, I'm coming home.
A little rough, but hard, I guess.
Listen, there's a whole lot of reverb on Ozzy in those tracks there. And Ozzy, very unique voice, but you know what? Either way, great ceremony, great time.
Yeah, speaking of having a great voice, so Ozzy was the only one that stayed seated the whole time.
Okay.
But they made him a throne and it had bats on it. And when he talks, here's what I don't understand. He always sounds normal at the beginning, and then you don't understand like what he says at the end.
Kind of trails off.
Yeah.
Well, here we are. You know what? I can't believe I'm here myself. You know what I mean?
What? But like, hold, hold,
kind of,
like,
you know what I mean?
I can't believe I'm here myself.
Yeah. I can't believe I'm here myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What?
That's how they talk in Birmingham, wherever he was from.
Mm.
I'd like to thank whoever voted me into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. I really...
What, like, what?
You're right. It kind of starts strong every sentence and then
it
trails
out.
Okay.
All right.
He's happy, so that's good.
Thank you for everything, Ozzy. Yeah. We appreciate it.
This is a real busy time of year to book cruises, but this has been in the news lately.
A woman with Hawaii ties is suing Royal Caribbean. She says she found a hidden camera in her cabin's bathroom and said a crew member was spying on her.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I mean, I've heard this before. It's like... You got to check out your room when you get into a cruise area. Whenever you stay at a seedy hotel, too, you should check out any hotel room. Let's be honest. But how often do you really look around?
It's true. You think about it. And so we bought one of those hidden camera detectors.
Mm-hmm.
I bought it on Amazon for $29.99, even though I logged in earlier and it's now on sale for $25.99.
Dang, Prime Day.
It
does bugs, too, right? Like cameras, bugs, all that surveillance.
It's supposed to be able to immediately see if there's anything in your vicinity. And I decided to put it to the test once I got it. Raven just turned it on.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
what happened.
Yep.
So this was me at my house last night.
You push this button on for 3 seconds. Now I know this is my house where the cameras are. So let's see. Oh, well, it's pretty quiet. You got to get pretty close for it to notify.
In the instructions,
mm-hmm.
where it says who's it good for, like who, to, like the
yeah, who should own it?
People who often use bank cards,
yeah,
business travelers who take hotels at their home. Oh, I don't know what that means.
That doesn't make any sense.
Beautiful woman who was candidly photographed. I think this comes from China.
Yeah.
Is going to be my guess
okay.
here.
But they yeah. know beautiful woman over there too.
I guess it got 4.7 yep. out of 5 stars. Now here's the thing. Obviously, I know where in my home the cameras are. And yes, I have cameras in my house everywhere.
Sure.
And you had to get really close for it to work. So I went to a different camera in my home.
Okay.
All right, let's scan the room. I mean, it's pretty obvious they're right there. So I guess it works. Is it going to work in a hotel room to see if there's cameras? I don't know. Maybe.
It works for beautiful woman. Who Ben candidly photographed before. Let me see how close I have to get over here. There's a camera, obviously, on the front of my computer. Nothing till
Is it not even working?
Oh, it worked before.
It worked before, not now?
I was testing it earlier, and it picked up on the camera. Now it's getting nothing.
Well, here's the thing is that why I think it doesn't really work well is because...
Oh, wait a minute. I got to turn up the sensitivity. Excuse
yeah, you have
me.
To turn the sensitivity up.
Oh, I didn't know.
But,
Hold on.
When you scan a room, It doesn't like automatically like you, you know, you stand in the middle of the room and you walk around like how you see it.
Still not working, by the way.
Yeah, because you know, when you stand in the middle of a room and like in the movies, you just turn around and then it'll start beeping or whatever. This doesn't do that. You need to be like 1 foot away. So unless you're going to spend the first half hour of your vacation combing every inch of your hotel room with this device, trying to see if there's a camera there, I don't know if these things really work. But then again, I also, like I said, bought it for $30 on Amazon.
Yeah.
You're just playing with it now.
Is this beeping? Wait, is that live or is that you? Are you doing that to me?
I mean, clearly you have to have a master's degree.
Is that?
No, that's just you playing with it.
Oh, so it's beeping.
Yeah. What, are you okay?
I couldn't hear it before. Wait a minute. This is.
What are you doing?
I think somebody.
All right, I think what we've learned here is that we can't give Raven toys, and also you shouldn't buy any of these camera hidden detection things unless you have a better one than this.
Is there a camera on this microphone?
Okay.
Oh,
all right.
Man. Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while, Raven will mention something on the air, and then after we get off the air, I have to remind him that people are not 1,000 years old, and they don't know what he's talking about.
You know what? I'm a student of history, Anna. That's all I'm saying. It's not like I was totally alive and thriving during the time for these references that I make all the time, but I say them anyways.
Okay, so if you were listening around this time last week, you may have heard Raven say this.
No, I mean, I think that some people like people to sing to them. Like you know, if it's Wayne Newton or Elvis, right? Or the guys from, you know, Backstreet or something like that. He's a very attractive gentleman, right?
Now, are you referring, Raven, first of all, to Blackstreet or Backstreet Boys?
Backstreet Boys. Or,
okay.
Or
Blackstreet.
Blackstreet would also work there.
Both references are 30 years old.
I mean, no diggity.
This doesn't matter. No diggity,
no diggity, no doubt.
Yeah.
You know, they all work there.
Now, producer John.
Yes.
Let's take Blackstreet and Backstreet Boys out of the equation here. And let's talk about Wayne Newton and Elvis. Can you tell us a little bit about them?
I can. Well, first thing I can tell you is his first name is actually Carson. Carson Wayne Newton was born April 3rd, 1942, and is known as Mr. Las Vegas. He's an American singer and actor, one of the most popular singers in the U.S. Of the mid to late 20th century. This, of course, being now the 21st century, but of the mid to late 20th century.
You know what? Listen, Wayne Newton's on tour right now.
Big stuff.
Going on tour right now.
He is the highest grossing entertainer in Las Vegas history. He's appeared in a number of movie televisions. His most well-known song would be Dunkashen.
Oh! Listen to those golden tones.
Mm-hmm. Most noticeably used in the 1986 movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
I mean, this is like a history lesson right here in itself. I love Las Vegas. Are you listening to this, Anna? Can you hear it?
Raven, I have a question.
Can you hear this?
When they used the
usually
Wayne
women
Newton...
faint when he sings.
No, it's okay. Not. That's not real.
All right.
When they used that song in the 1980s movie,
1986.
Yeah.
Right. Before I was born.
Best year ever.
Wasn't that still a throwback in the movie?
That is correct.
So
that
they
is...
used a throwback from, whenever that song came out.
Again.
A million years ago.
A name you should know.
Okay.
There's another one in there too, right, John?
There's, I mean, in terms of hits, sure.
But no, I mean, there's another name in one.
Oh, there's another name. Oh, yes. Yes, no, the other name.
He's going to count down Wayne Newton's top 10.
I wasn't sure what you meant.
Oh, right.
No, the other name, listen, Raven, I'm going to give it to you. The other name, of course, is Elvis Presley. Elvis Presley is known worldwide as the king of rock and roll. He is recognized as one of the most influential figures of the 20th century. You are correct about that. Let's look at some numbers. He released his first ever single, Heartbreak Hotel, in 1956. Several decades before anybody in this room was born.
All right.
He started his first movie also in 1956. He gave the first solo concert broadcast on television ever in 1973, and he passed in 1977 when Raven was just a little baby.
Oh, come on.
Just a little baby.
It's a heart attack.
Okay.
Come on, dude.
I died in my bathroom, and you know it, baby.
Oh, he did. So
well,
sad.
You can't say it's too soon, because it was a while ago.
That's right.
Yeah, no, Raven, can we make references to this century, please?
Oh, come on. Please? So sad.
Can this be accurate? It says here, I'm reading this article, that 1% of the American population are allergic to candy corn.
Mm.
It's because for candy corn, they use the coloring yellow 5.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And people have severe allergic reactions to that.
Yeah, yellow number 5 can be real bad for some people.
Imagine getting asked, what are you allergic to? And you being like, yellow number 5. Mm. Like trying to explain that to somebody.
Right, and trying to figure out all the things that it's in, right? Goodbye, yeah. Peanut M&Ms.
I'm an allergy person. My 5-year-old is severely allergic to peanuts and tree nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very badly allergic. So that was my first kind of step into the allergy world, with that.
To be real, before that, right? Like, we thought it was fake.
We thought, Anna. It's karma. I believe in karma. And I think it's because a couple times when people were talking about the peanut allergies in their kids, I was like, all right. And then my kid ended up having it. So peanut allergies are real. And I will forever hate myself for saying that out loud. But anyway, back in April, I was diagnosed. I've had issues my whole life, like really bad issues with my stomach and all that. And finally, I have a great doctor who was smart enough to do some testing and found out that not only do I have celiac disease, I have a bunch of other conditions, including CSID and rare ones that you don't really care about. But so now I'm gluten-free, dairy-free, and sucrose-free. And you would be shocked the amount of sugar. Now, I haven't had a piece of fruit since April, you know. It's crazy.
It's wild.
But the amount of sugar and stuff, and there was a study that came out today that says the average American consumes like 89 pounds of sugar a year or something crazy.
I don't doubt it for any. I mean, listen, I'm getting it one place or another. You can take away candy, mm-hmm. and I will go after fruit. You take away fruit, and I'll go after something else. Like, I can find it. My body seeks it out.
It's true. I mean, it's even in bread. Like, when I have to get my gluten-free bread, the first thing I have to do is flip it over to see if it has added sugar in it, which is crazy. And I realize I'm not alone. Like, when I go to the restaurants and I'm like, hi, I'm gluten, dairy, and sucrose-free. Like, what do you have for me to eat?
They're like,
a glass of water? Would you like a glass of water, ma'am? But I think I'm not alone because we posted on our Facebook page. We said, like, what are you allergic to? What's your unusual allergy? And there's so many comments. How about you, though? 1-800-330-9999. Gina, what's your unusual allergy?
So it's really weird. I've eaten this my entire life, and apparently I'm allergic to it. Mozzarella, and that's the only thing.
No kidding.
Why? Do they know why?
They have no idea. They couldn't even figure it out. I figured it out on my own. I get this, like, crazy pain where, like, I can't even stand up, but I can eat every other cheese. It's just specifically mozzarella, and I've eaten pizza and mozzarella my entire life.
So let me understand here. So how much of this mozzarella are you ingesting? Does it matter? Like, if you just have a slice or two
doesn't
of pizza, is that enough? Okay. Yeah. If you're eating 8 pounds of it, I'd say we're all allergic. Right.
It's so weird how you figured it out yourself. Like, they kept saying, do the elimination diet,
mm-hmm.
which is like you try things for a little bit to see if your body reacts. I'm like, it's like a lifelong project to eat every single thing.
Who eliminates pizza? Right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you're making a list of 300 things you're going to try, if you think that there's even a remote possibility that may be the problem, I'm going to make that number 299. You know, that's where I'm at.
Exactly. Especially when you eat it all the time. That's why it's like, okay, like totally confusing. Yeah, it's really odd. So, out of nowhere.
Do you still eat it? Do you just like go for it anyways?
No, I don't. Because the pain is like so awful. Yeah. I can't even like stand up. That's how bad it is.
Oh, crazy. I got you. I understand. Well, Gina, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you have to live through this.
Yeah, life without pizza. That is sad sounding.
She can have pizza. No, she just can't have mozzarella on it. It's like me. I just can't have pizza with cheese.
That sounds blasphemous. Thank you.
All right.
I'm sorry, Gina.
Less than 1% of the population can't have candy corn because they're allergic to yellow number 5.
Mm.
And I know a whole lot about having strange allergies because I'm allergic to gluten, dairy, and sucrose. I can't basically have anything.
I mean, I'm just happy that I don't like candy corn all that much here, but the rest of the stuff that you got, it's crazy.
Yeah. What is your strange allergy? 1-800-330-9999. Mayor?
I am allergic to pork.
Oh, okay. What happens when you eat pork?
Yep. I get stabbing stomach pains. I vomit uncontrollably. So try being Puerto Rican and not being able to eat pork.
Oh, no, right. Everybody in your family didn't believe you, right?
Everyone. Right. They think I'm crazy.
I could see every
side eye from all my older aunts.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
They don't trust it.
Thanks.
Great. Have a great day.
I get nothing during the holidays. I suffer.
Right. And grandma's mad at you. Yeah. She doesn't believe it.
Christopher, what's your strange allergy?
My mom's allergic to only the avocados that are grown in America. Like, she can have avocados from anywhere else, but if she eats American avocados, she has to allergic reaction.
Yeah. See, there's something wrong with American avocados. They're making them fake. They're clones.
Well, you know, it's... I don't want to get into it.
Okay. Whoa.
But, you know, because I have all these allergies, I've done a lot of deep, dark web research.
Okay.
And I will say that there's a lot of things that we put in our food here that we don't do in other countries.
Sure.
So maybe we're feeding that to the avocados.
Yep. Bro, we're making Android avocados. Everybody knows that.
Does she have to go to Mexican restaurants and ask where your avocados are from?
Yeah. Back home, they're all organic. That's why she can have them there. We're from Uganda.
No, it makes a lot of sense, man. You want a 3-foot cucumber, you know what they're putting in it to make it happen.
Yeah. Kimberly, what's your strange allergy?
I'm allergic to myself.
Oh, my gosh. What does that mean?
That seems difficult.
So, yeah, my body gives off some kind of chemical, and if I'm not on allergy medication, if I rub up against anything, I get huge hives.
Really?
That's difficult. How did you figure that out?
Because when I went to the allergy doctor, they tested me about 5 times for 100 different things, and I came back allergic to everything.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had to go then and try to pinpoint what exactly it is, and it's a chemical in my own body that my body gives off that I can't handle.
Is it like a pheromone or a secretion almost?
I think it's a secretion, but
Oh, my gosh.
But if you take the
I watch a lot of alien movies, Anna. Clearly. So, you know.
Well, I'm thinking like Boy in the Bubble. You have to stay consistent.
Don't say that. You know how that Google story went. She's fine. She takes an allergy pill.
Right. So you just take your allergy medicine and then you're okay.
Yes. And if I don't, if I touch something, if I rub up against something, I get huge hives all over my body.
That's wild.
Yeah. Dakota, my little one, she also lives on, we cannot skip a single dose of her allergy medicine. Otherwise, she'll hive up to everything. Yeah, Kimberly, I'm so sorry to hear that, but glad that you have it under control.
Right, and that you're not living in a bubble with John Travolta.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Hey there, Dawn. You got a weird allergy, strange reaction. What is it?
No, but this is crazy. My twin sister is allergic to sulfur, and my mother and my brother are allergic to penicillin.
How does one find out that they're allergic to sulfur? Like, I've smelled it from time to time, but how do we know?
Well, she was in the Navy, and that's how she found out. She got really sick eating something that had sulfur in it.
What are we eating that has sulfur in it, Anna?
I'm Googling.
Immediately look that up, please.
Turkey, beef, eggs, fish.
What?
Nuts, like seeds, everything. Grains, beans, chickpeas.
Oh, I love all of these things. I'm sorry.
There's a lot of food with sulfur. Who knew?
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't have any idea.
No.
Well, thank you for sharing.
She's my twin, though. Yeah. I have no allergies.
Well, you're lucky.
Yeah,
you're the good
say,
twin.
That's
all
problem.
It comes down to.
Right. That's,
right?
That's her problem. Right.
Can your vote be bought? Standing in front of an American flag in Harrisonburg, Pennsylvania on Saturday, billionaire Elon Musk got the country debating because he did this.
I have a surprise for you, which is that we're going to be awarding $1 million randomly to people who have signed the petition every day from now until the election.
People are confused. They're like, what is he talking about? So there is a petition that's part of his PAC, which basically helps former President Trump win the presidency in November, and it's supporting free speech and gun rights.
Right. So his PAC is backing that campaign.
Correct.
Right.
So now through the election, he says he plans to give away $1 million every single day randomly to somebody in a swing state voter that signs the online petition.
Dang it. Now I got to drive.
Yeah. Continues.
Tonight's person is John Dreyer.
Listen to how confused the crowd is.
They're like, wait a minute, what? This is really a thing that's happening?
Right, because you're like, what is he serious? Because it's so outlandish. You're like, wait a minute. He's going to give away $1 million a day to somebody random. And then he just gives it to a guy there. And he says this.
So, by the way, John had no idea. Anyway, you're welcome. The only thing we ask for the $1 million is that you be a spokesperson for the petition and... that's it, really.
He's like, yeah, right, cool.
Right, I'll say whatever you want me to. Right, you're handing me a check for $1 million right now. I'll say whatever it is that you want me to.
And they did the radio thing. They brought out the big cardboard check, and they like wrote $1 million.
I thought that they immediately set up a TV or radio station right behind them and said, start talking now. I mean, either way.
So, So he's like walking off stage with the big cardboard check, and Elon's like, "Wait, do you want to say anything?"
And then, nope.
And he's like, "No, he does." Is what he says.
Thanks, Elon. This is great. I'm really ecstatic. I want to congratulate you on your rocket catch last week. Big cardboard. But yeah, I've been following you for 10 years. Got your biography 10 years ago, and been watching ever since, and big fan. So.
All right. Well, cool.
Yeah, cool. All right. All right. Here, take your check. Get out of here.
I remember when I got his biography. I was so excited to read it. And then some things have changed over the last year. I don't know. I haven't started it yet. Let's just say that.
Oh.
But I want $1 million. I want it.
Well, that's the whole thing. It's like, can your vote be bought for $1 million? And that is behind the scenes what people and experts are arguing about because they weren't saying, like, this violates federal election laws. But I would think that the legal teams are smart enough to have that conversation before they do something like this.
Yeah,
I guess.
I
don't know.
The whole thing about campaigning is to influence somebody's vote, right? It's not a direct payment to somebody, but there are all sorts of ways that you influence somebody's vote. So I think that this petition, because it doesn't actually name President Trump or Donald Trump, it just basically says, I believe in the First Amendment and the Second Amendment, right? And then, you know, the PAC is the thing that backs it. So I think that that's probably how they elude this. But either way. It's $1 million a day.
Okay, take Elon Musk out of this. Take all the political junk out of this,
Both candidates out of this.
Because, you know, I don't like to get political. Mm-hmm. Now, if somebody offered you $1 million, you already had your vote decided in your head.
Yeah.
Would you switch your vote?
Yes.
Would your vote be bought?
Yep, absolutely. Unless I'm the last person. It's a tie and I'm walking into the building and now you're trying to buy my vote where it will actually have the influence. Then no, it's
not. Here's the good news. That will never, ever happen.
Oh, come on, Elon.
What's your strange allergy? 1-800-330-9999. I just read that less than 1% of the population is allergic to candy corn because they're allergic to yellow number 5. Mm. And I giggled because I have a lot of severe allergies. I'm gluten, dairy, and sucrose free because of my celiac and a bunch of other things. But imagine having to go up to a restaurant and be like, I'm allergic to yellow number 5. Mm-hmm. Like, I can imagine the waitress being like, what?
Yeah, what's that mean? Right, can you give me a list? Can you provide me something? And even still, you know that there's stuff that's going to be omitted from there.
Yeah. Valerie, what's your strange allergy?
Vicks vapor rub.
Oh.
Vicks vapor rub. That's too bad because that thing is like a cure-all. When I'm sick like that, congested like that, I put that thing on the chest. Woo! Yeah. The next day, I'm a champion.
Yep. Me, I turn into a bunch of red blotches.
Oh, yeah. That's so good. The menthol, right?
Yeah, it's not good.
Hi, Melissa. Tell us about your strange allergy.
Celery.
I've heard a lot of people being allergic to celery, which is so weird for something that I think has zero calories and nothing in it.
Isn't it like something to do with the fiber, though? Like the fibers in it?
They have no idea. I have an anaphylactic reaction to it.
Oh, that's really?
Crazy. Well,
let's not experiment with that.
No,
let's just
certainly not.
Right. Let's stay away from that.
Yeah.
They go, oh, man. You just have to make sure it's in none of your chicken salad the rest of your life.
Or your soups.
I love chicken salad.
Can't eat it.
Yeah.
Read every single label. It's amazing. You stand at the grocery store looking like an idiot reading every label.
I'm right with you. Don't worry, Melissa.
Hey, Mary Jane, what is your strange allergy?
I'm allergic to pine.
Really? So I've heard of you people.
Yeah.
I've heard of it out there. So is it like sap? Is it the scent? Is it like those little trees we hang in our cars? Is it what? What is it?
I'm allergic to the needles. I can't touch them. I'll break out in like prickly heat.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah.
You mean so much for going for a hike. You're never allowed to go into the woods.
Right. Well, I go in the woods. I just can't touch it.
I mean, I mean, you're really putting your life in jeopardy every time you go outside.
Seems like a heck of a gamble, right? Yeah. Like, I mean.
I'm looking at our Facebook page at Anna and Raven. Andrea wrote, her strange allergy is nail polish. Even with one application, my nails turn white and disintegrate.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
That's pretty wild,
Can you imagine?
Well, I mean, I'm a guy, so yeah, I can imagine going my whole life without putting on nail polish. But I mean, if you're a woman and you want to wear nail polish, yeah, that's pretty wild.
Jennifer wrote, my husband is allergic to paprika and fennel seeds and salmon. It's the oddest grouping of foods ever. Bridget said she's allergic, oh my gosh, to pollens, molds, normal stuff, dog, rodent urine. How do you find out you're allergic to rodent urine?
Only by hanging out in your garage or barn.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, don't get that on your hands. Do you have an unfinished project at your house? One that you've been working on for a long time? What is it? You can call 1-800-330-9999. I do everything in my power not to be a nagging wife. And to be honest, Raven, I really am not, because I don't know half the times like what he's working on or what he's doing. And
you're not paying attention to the progress of things that are happening around you because you have your own stuff.
And I don't know how to do anything. So in my mind, it's like if he wants to take that adventure on and he wants to fix something in the home himself. And
who are you to judge?
Exactly.
Okay.
So, but
that's amazing if that's really how it is.
Oh, no, 100% is how it is. So when he had to replace our white picket fence at our old house, it took 1 year. And it was a long, long process. And the thing that really made me upset was that I had to paint the pickets, and I didn't want any part of the job.
Yeah.
But I did it, and a year later, we had a picket fence that was very strong.
Okay. Good job, Paul.
5 weeks ago, he says to me, I need you to stay out of the living room, you and the kids, to stay out of the living room for a while. So I've been out of the living room for 5 weeks. He has closed the glass doors.
Wait a minute.
There's no going into our living room.
Is that right?
Yeah. Dakota cannot play with the toys in there. It is closed.
Wow.
And the truth of the matter is I see the TV is off. I can see through the window that there's two massive holes in the wall. Well, but I don't really understand what's happening.
What's the plan for the TV with the holes in the wall? That you patched the holes in the wall, but why did we have them in the first place?
Because I was running the Ethernet cable so that it can go right to the TV.
Oh,
I say, oh, like I know what I'm talking about. Yeah. I don't know what that means.
I mean, why is he doing that when everything is wireless nowadays?
I think there's a problem with our house because the TV sometimes gets stuck. We have like the streaming TV. Yeah. And again, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's buffering.
It's buffering. Yeah. It was a mess. So he figured that if he hardwired something in,
it definitely will fix that problem.
It. Right. But this was 5 weeks ago when we started this project. But he did put the patch of the holes. So I asked.
Is it done now?
No, I've got to do 3 coats on my patch job.
How long do you think it's going to take?
I usually wait a day in between each coat.
Because on the show, we're going to talk about unfinished jobs around the house.
Well, it's really not unfinished. It's in progress right now.
All right.
We're splitting hairs.
Yeah.
I mean, they have these things where you can just hide the line right inside this little thing, and you can paint it just the same color as the room. And
I don't ask questions, Raven.
Okay.
I am just quiet, and I know that when there is a big project like that, I just keep my mouth shut because there's a lot of trips to Home Depot and Lowe's. That's what I know for sure. What was your unfinished project at your house that you've been working on, and how long? 1-800-330-9999. Jason?
Well, I got these shelves that I want to hang up for my wife. But it's taken me so long because my wife can't decide where she wants to put these shelves. So they're just hanging out on my living room counter, and they're driving me absolutely crazy.
First things first, these shelves, they like the free-hanging ones or the L-shaped classic?
No, they're free-hanging, but they need an anchor.
Yep.
So.
No, I don't like doing anchor stuff either. If you screw up the anchor, now you got these holes in the wall for nothing, and you got to move this thing over or whatever. Forget it. Nope.
And the anchors make big holes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're a problem.
Yeah, and they make me nervous. Mm-hmm. You know, if it doesn't work right, like if it takes hold, great. I would much rather just screw to a stud every time. Forget that. Give me a lag bolt. We're good.
My husband hung a mirror in our dining room that I actually stole it from my parents' house. I was like, you guys want this? My mom was like, what is it? I'm like, I put it in the car already.
Yep.
But the thing must weigh, without exaggeration, like 120 pounds.
Yes.
So he had to like get the special anchor to put it into the wall.
Sure.
And the minute he was putting it in, I got nervous. I was like, he's going to take the whole wall down because that thing is so heavy. But he did it. He figured it out.
Yeah, it worked out.
Mm-hmm.
Why doesn't Paul come over to hang stuff at my house?
I can see if he's available.
That would be nice, actually.
We're currently on week 5 of a project that my husband's been working on. He's trying to run an Ethernet cable from my living room down to I don't know where. Hell, I think at this point it's going so far south.
The modem, basically. Yeah. Wherever that is, right? Mm-hmm. He's routing around there. But it's going to make your TV look great when it's done.
Right, except I have two massive holes in my wall that he says are going to take a while to patch. I think a lot of people have this issue where you have unfinished projects around the house. What is yours? Jennifer wrote on our Facebook page, finishing painting the laundry room and putting tiles down on the floor.
Oh, my whole house needs an update with the paint right now. It's not like it all looks terrible. It's just like you're supposed to do a refresh every couple of years. This is at the point now where you start to see the little cracks.
Yeah. Christine, how about you?
Oh, my gosh. I had this brilliant idea that I could record my sound for narrating stories. So I've been trying to build a sound booth, and I'd get bits and pieces all over the place, and I don't know how to connect them. I really should hire a professional, I'm sure, at this point. But I'm so invested in all these pieces now, I don't know what to do.
I would love to have a studio at my home. It's always been a kind of a dream.
Oh, you know what? I had one several times. Full setups. The stuff evolves so quickly that the stuff you acquire for your studio, and I hate to tell you this because, you know, you're still in the middle of setting it up. By the time you go to set it up, there's probably one unit that can replace four of the things that you bought. Mm-hmm. And so it's just not as convenient.
I am realizing. I haven't even opened it.
And it's just no matter how good of a job you do. And I had a couple really nice studios. They looked great. They had all the stuff there. It's still not the same as rolling around at your work. Rolling around at your job is just easier.
Well, if you don't have a studio like we do.
I guess. Good luck. Sorry.
Thank you.
Jordan, what's an unfinished project going on right now at your house?
Oh, I guess I don't know if I call it unfinished. I rent, so if anything, if there's a hole in the wall or a leaky pipe or something like that, we call the super. But got a ton of stuff in the garage. We've been saying, we're gonna have a garage sale for years, and just stuff just keeps accumulating. And if you put it out in the yard, you got to bring it back in.
Nothing more satisfying than when you clean out a huge closet.
Oh, yeah.
And when you look at it, you got rid of all the junk and everything is organized and there's so much room in there. Oh, it feels so good.
Imagine that times 10. That's your garage.
Yeah.
Clear out the garage. I haven't had a clear garage in, it's been at least 15 years.
What?
15 years I haven't had a clean garage.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, no, it is sad.
Mm-hmm.
It's like killing me. It's like a part of my life that I keep locked away like a hoarder.
Yeah. Alexandra, how about you? Unfinished project at your house right now?
So it will be cleaning out my attic. And now that it's spooky season, it's still going to have to wait because I'm not going up there. I don't know what's up there. I don't know who's up there. But I know I need to do it. Christmas decorations. So, yeah, it's unfinished as of right now.
You know, going up there to get the Christmas stuff, you feel like it's a great time. Except you get up there and it's freezing. You're like, nope. You're like, nope. Whatever I'm getting up here in 30 seconds, then I'm getting back downstairs.
Or 1,000 degrees.
Staying away from that. One or the other, it's right in your attic.
Right. It doesn't matter. It just depends. It's never like the appropriate temperature.
Of course not.
No.
Yeah. It's never comfortable to be up there. You're never like, today's the day that I'm going to spend a couple hours in my attic.
Right.
I remember the one year my husband had to re-insulate the attic.
Oh.
He like called our cousin over, Keith, to help him. It was like the two of them had gone to war.
Mm-hmm.
When they came down, when they emerged,
it's a miserable job.
It was like they were covered in like inches of filth, and they looked so defeated by the whole project.
Yeah, you're itchy and whatnot.
Yeah.
They do the blown in, or they do the.
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea, and I don't ask questions. I just, great job, guys.
One couple.
I don't want to keep dealing with my sister and all of the drama it's causing.
Isn't that the stupidest thing you ever heard?
One problem.
To name the baby Clifford and demand that we change our dog's name.
You decide the outcome.
Yeah, thank you. I love the audience for that.
Will be a fun story, hopefully, to us in a few years.
It's Couple Score on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then it's up for you to decide who's right. The Couples Court program is sponsored by BetterHelp. BetterHelp makes it easy to match with a licensed therapist. Get 10% off your first month of online therapy at betterhelp.com/Anna and Raven. Lewis and Danielle. Danielle, let's start with you. What's going on?
In a few days, we have to go to our son's game to watch him play. You know, we've been waiting for this, and he's very excited for us to come see him play. However, Lewis would like to sit on the home side. It is his hometown that he's from, but I feel like we should sit with the other parents and support our son on the visitor side to see us supporting him that way. Like, I think I would feel a certain way if I came to my game and my parents are on the opposing team's side.
All right, hold on. Let me make sure I understand this correctly. Danielle, what does your son play?
Oh, he plays football.
So he's a football player. You have an away game. But that away game is in the town where Lewis went to school. So he wants to sit on the home side because that's his school, his high school. But you're actually, your son is representing the away team that's visiting.
Yes.
Lewis, why would you want to sit on the home side and not with the people rooting for your son and their team?
Well, it's not the point of just sitting there. Like, it's old friends. It's like a high school reunion with me. Plus, my son is the All-American, so it doesn't matter if I'm sitting on the home side or the visitor side. You know, my son knows that we're there regardless.
Yeah, you know, I mean, football's a serious thing, right, Anna? Right? Like, you get up there in the stands of some towns, some cities, you know, it's a huge deal. If you're the All-American, I mean, there's all eyes on you everywhere you go all the time, especially if you're not playing at one of these huge programs where it's 50,000 people on a Friday night in the stands. I mean, what's the big deal if it's, you know, 5,000 people, local towns facing off against each other? Like you said, I mean, it's not like you're over there actively on that side going, "You stink! I hate you guys. You're a bunch of bums." You know, like he said, he's just hanging out, saying hello to old friends.
But he's sitting with them. So I understand why this is problematic, because people get very fiercely, you know, defensive of their areas, their seats, and all of that. I also don't think it's a big deal. I don't understand. But this just recently came up in my life, too, where I sat on the visitor side because that's where all my friends were. And like, their kids play for the other town. Oh, my gosh. It was like, who knows what I did? Like, it was like I was a traitor.
You're new in town.
Well, that's why. Like, I don't really know these parents. But anyway, you know, Louis and Danielle, I understand where you're coming from. But I don't know if it's actually a big deal that's perceived in town to town, or is it just something that we make up in our head?
Suppose my son's team lose and we're sitting on the home side. Can you imagine the backlash of everybody in that crowd as we're walking out? Like, oh my gosh, you didn't even support your son. Even your son's not a good player, and you're even rooting for the home team because you knew they were going to lose. You know, I can just see a lot of bad things happening.
I mean, you guys can't be the first couple that's ever dated from these two towns that are somewhat near each other and whatever. It's not Romeo and Juliet, in my opinion, but people rowdy, you know, hurt feelings. I don't know. I'd be more afraid of what somebody's going to say to me or something I'm going to hear.
I mean, do you think it's morally right? Is it a big deal if Louis wants to sit on his home side, even though his son is playing for the visiting team?
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court.
Does it really matter what side you sit on when you go to your kids' sports games, if you sit on the home side or the away side? That's what's going on with Louis and Danielle. Their son is in high school. He's a football player, and they will be the away team, but they are going to Louis's alma mater. They're going to his school.
Right.
So Louis is like, yeah, but like, this is where I went to high school, so we should sit on the home side with all my buddies and, you know, like, have like a party because I know these people.
I mean, he says my son's gonna know that I'm there.
Right. Doesn't matter what side I'm sitting on.
I get that. I mean, if you're the loudest guy in the stands, what does it matter?
But Danielle disagrees. She says, no, we have to sit with the other parents that we don't know on the away side because we're visitors and that's who our son plays for. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Crystal, whose side are you on?
The moms. I think that they should sit on the home side because it's not just supporting the son, it's supporting the team. And I get it's the hometown, but he can always go visit his friends, walk over, say hi. But he should really support the team and the son on the other side.
So this is the confusing part. So now they have to sit on the visitor side. It's not actually the home side you're sitting on. They're going to this other town.
You have to sit on the side that your child is representing.
Right, right. That's the easiest way to explain it.
Yeah. I think anyway. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. When you go to your kids' sporting games, does it really matter if you sit on the home or visitor side?
Ooh, somebody's out there taking roll call.
Louis and Danielle have a son who plays high school football, and interestingly enough, he's got a game coming up this weekend where they are the visitor, but the home school is where Louis went to school, his high school. And all his buddies are going to be there because all his friends' kids play football, and he's like, I'm going to sit on the home side with my friends. He's like, it doesn't matter. Like, my son knows, obviously, I'm rooting for him. But his wife, Danielle, is like, you can't go sit on the other side just because that's where you went to school.
Yeah, I mean, listen, she understands that, you know, he'd like to hang out with his friends or whatever. But she's like, do it another time. This is just not the right show for the rest of the team and the other parents that we're traveling with to go to this game. You know, his argument is, number one, like you said, it's like a reunion for him. But his son is an all-star anyways, right? So everybody there is going to be all eyes on his son. What's the difference? As long as his kid knows he's there.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
I'm on the mom's side. I think it's outrageous that he would sit on the other side. I mean, first of all, he supported his son. Second of all, he should be sitting with his wife. And also, even if he went to the other side, he could go over there and say hi to his buddies and come back. His buddies would probably tell him, what are you doing over here? You should be rooting for your son.
Alexa, what do you say? Whose side are you on today?
Oh, man, I think it's silly to be mad about something like that. I think it's supposed to be fun time for the kids and a fun time for high school to play football, and I think that it shouldn't be that serious.
Okay, but let's say, Alexa, that I am going to be unbelievably angry with you.
depending on if you make the right choice or the wrong choice. And I'm going to remember this the rest of our lives. So where are you sitting?
I'm probably going to sit on the visitor's side.
There you go, with your son. Okay, now I know. All right, Alexa. Well, I'm mad anyway. Thank you. Thanks, Alexa. Linda, whose side are you on?
I'm on both of their sides. Mm. Why can't he spend a little time on both sides? The game is four quarters.
Because you have to choose, Linda. You absolutely have to choose. There'll be no changing sides here, Linda.
If it were me, I would start out. No, this is what I would do because I think you could do what you wanted to.
Nope.
I would start out on my son's side.
Go visit the other side
my friends are and go back. Then I guess I can't play this game.
That's right. Not in this universe, Linda. It's one side or the other.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Danielle, our audience agreed with you today. Louis, you're there representing your son. Your son plays for the visiting team. Sit on the visiting team's side. Go say hello to your friends during halftime or at the beginning of the game, at the end of the game. But they're going to get it. You have to sit on the visitor's side.
Yeah, people are just saying that because their kid's probably just sitting on the bench. Like, my kid's an all-star. It doesn't matter where I sit.
They're not in agreement with you this time, I'm afraid.
Danielle, you cool with that? You must be happy to hear that.
I'm very happy to hear that. I just wanted to support my son the best way possible. We're only 10 minutes away from town. He sees these friends all the time. And if it's about, you know, a reunion type thing, go to your 10-year or 15-year, whenever the next one is, you'll see him again.
All right. If you have a problem, too, send an email, couplescore@annonraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven jackpot is $600, powered by Leaf Filter. Protect your home and never clean out gutters again with Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system. Michelle, you ready to play today?
Yes.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
You got it. Good luck, Michelle.
Thank you.
All right, Raven's walking out. The door's going to close. He won't be able to hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in. Ask them the same five questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
All right, number one. Tom Holland says the script for Spider-Man 4 still needs work. What's Spider-Man's real name?
Peter Parker.
Number two, Al Pacino said he took a role in Adam Sandler's movie Jack and Jill because he was broke and he needed the money. He turned down the role of Han Solo in Star Wars Episode 4, though. Who did that role eventually go to? That's time. I'm sorry. Number three, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductions were this past weekend. Mary J. Blige, Cher, Dave Matthews Band, and the lead singer of Black Sabbath. Who was that?
Ozzy Osbourne.
Number four, Elvira says Ariana Grande once brought 20 guests to one of her shows. Elvira comped their tickets, took pictures with them, signed autographs, and then she asked Ariana for a picture, and she refused. Elvira is the mistress of what?
The dark.
And number five, last night was the WNBA championships. The Minnesota Lynx took second place to what team?
New York Liberty. That's the only other team I know.
All right, let me bring Raven back in.
Yep.
4 out of 5 for Michelle.
Wow, pretty impressive. Let's see how I do.
All right. Number one, Tom Holland says the script for Spider-Man 4 still needs work. What's Spider-Man's real name?
Peter Parker.
Peter Parker is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Al Pacino said he took the role in Adam Sandler's movie Jack and Jill because he was broke and needed the money.
Oh, come on. It wasn't the script?
He turned down the role of Han Solo in Star Wars Episode 4. Who did that role eventually go to?
Harrison Ford.
That's right. Number three, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductions were this past weekend. Mary J. Blige, Cher, Dave Matthews Band, and the lead singer of Black Sabbath were inducted. Who is that?
That's Ozzy Osbourne. Let me see your cigarette lighters!
And number four, Elvira says Ariana Grande once brought 20 guests to one of her shows. Elvira comped their tickets, took pictures, and signed autographs for all of them. Then she asked Ariana Grande for a picture, and she refused.
What? Seriously?
What? How come I've never heard anything nice about Ariana Grande?
It's too bad, right? Because she is a very, very talented girl, but wow.
Never a good story.
Never.
Elvira is the mistress of what?
She's the mistress of the dark.
That's right. And number five, last night was the WNBA championships. The Minnesota Lynx took second place to what team?
The Liberty. Congratulations. They were amazing.
All right. I'm sorry, Michelle. He beat you 5-4 today. That's going to get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
Overtime.
You know,
I can't beat Raven. Mm.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $700 tomorrow, Anna. She's really agonizing.
I know. Hold on, Michelle.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.